Stand in front of your refrigerator tonight and ask yourself a simple question. Where did this food actually come from? Not the store, but before that. The answer might surprise you. That chicken breast, those eggs, the milk, even the soda, they're all connected by an invisible thread that runs through the same Midwestern fields, the same industrial facilities, the same system that's quietly transformed what it means to eat in America. We like to think we have endless choices, but peek behind the curtain and you'll find something startling. We're all eating the same thing, just rearranged in different packages. Walk into any supermarket and you're surrounded by what looks like incredible variety, 45,000 different products screaming for your attention. But here's the twist. Most of what you're looking at is corn in disguise. That soda? Corn syrup. The chicken? Fed on corn. The Twinkie, the yogurt, even the vitamins, corn derivatives, all of them. Through clever processing, one crop has infiltrated nearly everything we eat, turning supermarkets into elaborate corn museums. This isn't an accident. Corn struck an evolutionary jackpot by making itself indispensable to humans. Unlike wheat or rice that can scatter their seeds and survive independently, corn trapped its kernels in a husk that only human hands can open. It's a brilliant survival strategy. Corn feeds us, so we plant millions of acres of it every year, making it one of the most successful species on Earth. Scientists can actually prove we're made of corn by analyzing the carbon isotopes in our hair and tissues. We've become walking corn products, though most of us have no idea. What makes corn so dominant is how perfectly it adapted to industrial agriculture. Its unusual sex life, male tassels on top, female silks below, allows for controlled breeding that created hybrids thriving in dense, uniform rows. Native Americans understood this and developed diverse varieties for different needs. Modern agribusiness took that knowledge and cranked it to 11, engineering corn that behaves like a factory crop, predictable, uniform, and incredibly productive when pumped with fertilizer. George Naylor's Iowa farm reveals a stark paradox. He feeds 129 people, yet can't feed his own family from what he grows. His corn requires industrial processing to be edible, and despite remarkable productivity, he needs government subsidies and off-farm income to survive. Modern farms achieve extraordinary yields through industrial methods. Naylor plants 30,000 identical hybrid seeds per acre, a city of corn dependent on synthetic fertilizer. Iowa's once diverse landscape has been reduced to endless corn and soybean fields as farms consolidate. The game changer? Synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, born from repurposed World War II munitions factories. Previously, farmers needed diverse crop rotations and animal manure to maintain soil fertility. Now, they could grow corn continuously, freed from natural limits but newly dependent on fossil fuels and chemicals that treat soil as inert medium rather than living ecosystem. This excess corn feeds massive feedlots housing tens of thousands of cattle. The biological mismatch creates constant problems. Corn acidifies cattle stomachs, requiring steady antibiotic intervention. Nature's logic is inverted. Cattle eat corn not because it's good for them, but because it's cheap and fattens them quickly. After leaving the farm, corn enters massive processing facilities where enzymes break it down into components, like high-fructose corn syrup, turning one plant into thousands of supermarket products. This processing revolution shifted power from farmers to corporations like Cargill and Archer Daniels Midland. A bushel, worth a few dollars, becomes products worth many times more. Processing, not farming, now generates most food system value, creating products engineered for maximum appeal rather than nutrition. The industrial food chain reaches its logical conclusion at McDonald's. That meal is essentially corn in various forms: soda sweetened with corn syrup, nuggets containing corn flour and oil, beef from corn-fed cattle. Mass spectrometers confirm the carbon's corn origins unmistakably. This meal embodies industrial priorities: speed, consistency, convenience above all else. Food becomes fuel, consumed without thought to origins. Products taste identical coast to coast, but the connection between eater and eaten becomes abstract. We've created a system presenting the illusion of diversity while delivering mostly repackaged corn. At Polyface Farm in Virginia Shenandoah Valley, Joel Salatin practices something radically different, centered on grass rather than corn. Animals move through carefully managed paddocks, mimicking natural grazing patterns. Cattle graze intensively, then move to fresh pasture. Chickens follow days later, spreading manure and eating insect larvae. This choreographed dance creates a self-reinforcing cycle of fertility. Rather than fighting biological systems, Salatin works with them, creating synergies between species. The result is a farm that builds soil fertility rather than depleting it. His products, eggs with vibrant orange yolks, chickens with actual flavor, command premium prices because they offer qualities industrial food can't match. This system requires more human involvement. Salatin constantly observes and responds, moving animals at just the right time. By selling directly to consumers and local restaurants, he captures more of the food dollar than commodity farmers ever see, demonstrating that alternatives to the industrial model are viable businesses that restore rather than deplete natural systems. The organic movement has evolved into a major industry, with Whole Foods' supermarket pastoral narrative selling compelling stories of happy animals and caring farmers. But big organic often falls short of this ideal. Many organic products come from industrial-scale operations that avoid synthetic chemicals but otherwise mirror conventional agriculture. Cascadian Farm exemplifies this transformation. Founded as a small hippie farm in Washington, it became a General Mills brand, trading idealistic visions for scale. Industrial organic farms span thousands of acres, using methods that still resemble factory farming. Free-range organic chickens often live in large sheds with small concrete porches they rarely use, only marginally better than conventional birds. An organic industrial meal, while free from pesticides and synthetic hormones, still embodies contradictions. Ingredients travel thousands of miles, burning fossil fuels, and the fundamental disconnection between eater and eaten remains. The organic label guarantees certain production methods, but doesn't necessarily deliver the ecological and ethical benefits consumers imagine when paying premium prices. The question of whether to eat animals creates profound cognitive dissonance. Philosophical arguments against speciesism challenge our moral hierarchy, yet abandoning meat means stepping outside culinary traditions that have defined cultures for generations. Perhaps the focus should shift from whether to eat animals to how those animals live and die. Industrial meat production's lack of transparency, companies refusing cameras in slaughterhouses, suggests a system that can't bear public scrutiny. Farms practicing humane husbandry ensure animals have good lives and dignified deaths. Imagine creating a meal entirely from ingredients you hunted, gathered, or grew yourself. Hunting transforms perception, creating heightened awareness. Gathering wild mushrooms teaches you to get eyes on for chanterelles amid the forest floor. When you prepare and share such a meal, it becomes a celebration of connection to the land, to each other, and to the processes that sustain us. The transparency creates satisfaction unlike conventional eating. This perfect meal isn't a practical model for feeding billions, but a reminder of what's been lost in our industrial food system. What should we eat? Traditional cuisines solved this through cultural wisdom accumulated over generations. America's unstable food culture leaves us vulnerable to dietary confusion, swinging from carb phobia to fat-free fads. The path forward requires consciousness about our food chains. Industrial systems offer convenience but sacrifice health and sustainability. Organic alternatives improve on this, yet often reproduce industrial logic. Local, diversified approaches fundamentally reimagine our relationship with food. Each meal is a vote for a food system. There's no perfect solution, but asking questions, becoming conscious of our choices, is radical in a system designed to keep production obscure. The omnivore's dilemma will never disappear. As creatures who can eat almost anything, we'll always face choices. but we can approach them with wisdom, seeking not just immediate gratification, but deeper satisfaction, the kind that comes from eating in ways that sustain rather than deplete the world. Your next meal is an opportunity to vote with your fork.